flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Jets will introduce their new head coach, Aaron Glenn, and their new GM, Darren Moogie. Did I say that correct? I always feel like when you say Moogie, it just doesn't feel right.
Nobody knows anything about this guy, yeah, so I've heard Moogie, but I don't know if anybody knows for sure. We'll find out.
I don't know. I'm going to say Moogie.
Moogie.
And that's what we're all going to do. I thought of that. Great Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly. Great Googly Moogly. And now he does the, I don't mind the bundle rooski. I kind of like that too. Wasn't bad. I like Andy Reid. Good guy. I wish he wasn't in the Super Bowl though. But yeah, so they'll introduce their new first time head coach and their new first time general manager today, 1 o'clock. Looking forward to it. Get to finally hear these guys. Get a chance to understand what's going on, whether or not Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure that will be one of the first questions asked, but as we'll react to it tomorrow, but just to tie it into these games a little bit, because I mentioned this before, my concern, and a lot of people's concerns of the rookie head coach and defensive mind head coach, and I got to be honest with you, like, I fear a little bit, and me and Fliegelman were talking about this, I fear a little bit that you could be, last night you could be watching what the ceiling for a defensive-minded head coach is in the NFL now. And I know that's unfair, right? I know that's unfair. You never know. You got to get the right players. I mean, he's got Josh Allen, but, like, I'm just worried that McDermott and the success they've had, because this is success. This is far more success than the Jet fan has had in forever. Consistent division champ, consistently playing in either, you know, this game or divisional round. Like, the level of success McDermott and the Bills have hit is a level of success that I think any Jet fan would certainly be thrilled with. And the prospect of Aaron Glenn being as good a head coach as McDermott and taking the team to those heights seems like, you know, too good to be true. And what a great thing that, how could it get better? And yet it runs stale eventually. And I just wonder if what we are looking at with McDermott is the ceiling for a defensive minded coach. Motivated guy, gets the team to play well, wins a lot of football games, but in the end gets beat by the offensive-minded head coach and the offensive team, because that's today's NFL. There has not been a rule instituted over the last 30 years that helps the defense. Now, you got to play defense. You got to stop it. But I'm just saying, like, we see this defense time and time and time again not be able to stop Patrick Mahomes. Just time and time again. Now, I expect him to come in here and motivate people. I expect him to come in here and you know, stop the nonsense and hold people accountable. And I will see. I think he has an opportunity to be a really good head coach in this league. So is McDermott. Can't win the big game. Can't win the big game. And there's, you know, there's nothing other than just past history and how I feel the NFL is trending to make me feel that. Because if he's a great head coach, maybe this won't matter. But it's nothing else than just McDermott is one of the better, successful head coaches in the NFL. And he's one of the few defensive head coaches along with, you know, now Quinn. But again, they both lost this game. He's one of the only defensive coaches that is consistently in this game. Consistently in this game. And he's lost coordinators and he might lose another one. And the offense changes and the defense remains the same. And ultimately, as great as Josh Allen is, he's still been unable to get over this hump. And I think for Jet fans right now, the template that the Bills have set, you'd love. You want to win the division five times in the next 6 years? That sounds great. But even that gets stale. Eventually you have to win, and they can't win the big game, man. They just can't. Last year they couldn't. This year they can't. Like, how many times do they have to fall at the feet of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? Like, how many times before you try and do something different? And it's just, as you go into it, in today's NFL, I'd rather take the shot at the offensive head coach. Now, look, we've seen O'Connell is one of the more well-thought-of head coaches, learned at the feet of McVay, you know, just signed a massive extension, one of the better head coaches in the league. He couldn't beat Daniel Jones, right? And he just lost in the playoffs this year. So he can't, I mean, it's only 2 years, but offensive head coach, defensive head coach, I'm not saying it guarantees success. I just feel like it's so trending towards offense these days that it seems like you're going to hire a defensive head coach. I hope this isn't the limit on where he can go. And I know he hasn't even had a press conference yet, just opining as we watch a defensive head coach consistently come up short in the big moments. Consistently. 888-808-1019, but he'll have a press conference on Monday. We'll get more into that, and we'll have reaction to that tomorrow, 2 a.m. And the question about Aaron Rodgers, there has been some reports. Ian Rappaport, I saw, reported that he believes that Glenn would be open to bringing back Rodgers, and he believes that Rodgers would be open on a return. But as Aaron Rodgers himself has told us a bunch, nobody knows what he's thinking. Nobody talks to anybody close with him. So I have a hard time believing any reports I hear on what Aaron Rodgers is feeling or believing or willing to do or anything like that. But, I mean, we talked. I would be shocked. I understand that it comes with a bit of a headache. And I understand he's his own guy and beats to his own drum. I get it. He's also so far and away the best option to win this year that I find it hard to believe that a head coach stepping into a Jet situation and a head coach that understands, right, played here, won here, lost here, understands the market, understands the fan base. I'm sure he's going to explain to you very clearly and eloquently and make you ready to run through a wall tomorrow, today at 1 o'clock, how he understands this team and understands this city and is going to have a team that plays for this fan base. But all of that sounds hollow and will ring hollow if you don't have a winning season year one. Now, I'm not saying they'll fire him off a bad year one, but it sets you in the wrong direction. I don't know where they go from here. I don't know who they come bring into play. I don't know how they build a roster with the big cap hit of $40-plus million from Rodgers, or at least what quarterback they bring in. To me, if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you give yourself a chance to compete this year. And hell, let's be totally honest, if it falls apart, you blame Aaron Rodgers. It's easy. The fans will buy that. Fans will eat that up. Hey, we tried one more year with Aaron Rodgers and our new head coach. We thought we could fix the defense, fix the accountability issue, and we went at it one more time with Aaron Rodgers. He was under contract. It wasn't financially feasible to move on from him and get the same kind of production of 28-11. We just felt it was in the best interest. It fell apart, and now we begin our rebuild with our new head coach and our new GM. Give yourself a chance to win, and even if it fails, you got yourself a freebie of a year.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't know how, I don't know in what world, again, I'm not in this thing. I've never been in a locker room. I don't understand. All right, I'll be the first to tell you. But I do understand what goes on here and how desperately they need to win. And I do understand if I were a head coach walking into the room, I certainly wouldn't say, oh yeah, you see that Hall of Famer over there, one of the best to ever pick up a ball and throw it? Let's move on from him and give me, I don't know. Let me walk in as a first-time defensive head coach and have no idea what my quarterback position looks like. Or I could bring in a steady veteran who at least I know will give me some competent football, and if I fix the defense like I know I can, maybe I could have a winning team this year. Maybe I win 9-10 games and sneak into a playoff spot in the AFC and become the conquering hero who ends this ridiculous drought and who stops them from becoming a laughingstock. The laughing needs to stop. Same thing with the Giants, man. The Giants and the Jets, and, you know, this is the Giants' fault because they were in the playoffs a couple of years ago. The Giants have found themselves in the same boat as the New York Jets. Easy pickings. Easy to make fun of. Easy to mock. Easy to make the joke about. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong mocking the Giants. Who's going to stop you? Who's gonna step in and go, well, if you look at it, no, they're awful. Same thing with the Jets right now. Easy pickings. You could pick them apart. So I don't like that's what needs to change. That's what needs to change. They need to stop the losing. They need to figure this out. And this defensive coach needs to come in and do what he says he can do. Build the defense, create a culture, fix the accountability, and get some decent quarterback play and win some freaking games. That'd be nice. I feel a hell of a lot better about that than turning the quarterback position over to God knows what.